Please begin with this video. Afterward, please start the audio for the rest of this page. This is a five-part article which, in brief, will attempt to give an overview of the socio-political history of humankind from a spiritual, prophecy, biblical perspective, its trajectory, transition points and its likely outcome. The world is in transition and its course has been anything but a straight or a smooth line. From conservative to progressive, democratic to Marxist, moral to immoral, from peacetime to periods of war, traditional to unconventional, from an aging world population to a sudden resurgence of youth, from primarily rural societies to global urbanization. And where there is change, it would seem there will be trouble. And it could be said that while some are finding trouble, others are busy making trouble. But it has always been the case, hasn't it? If we would divide history into four or five basic time periods, ancient history, medieval history, the Dark Ages, early modern history and now perhaps postmodern history, we can see that each transition brings some good change and some trouble of its own. Secular historians will often connect one period or epoch in history to a succeeding period by explaining the transitional points and the causes driving the transition. They will not, however, attribute the transitions to a master cosmic plan or steps of a creation event. In other words, God is ruled out. I would like to offer another explanation, however. I would assert that God, as the creator of all things, is the cause of all things. And that the transitional points in history are transitional points in His grand master plan for the earth, the cosmos and for all of humankind. And to keep it very simple, like reading any well-written comprehensive novel, not that the Bible is a novel, you can find the topic sentence, or the main message in the first paragraph. Then if you go to the last chapter you may see how things work out in the end. Everything between these two points are transitional points and supporting evidence. And thus it is with the Bible. So, let's start at the beginning and see where this leads us. The earliest period, the ancient period of history, often referred to as ancient history, is the time period from the earliest recorded human history to the fall of the Western Roman Empire in 476 AD. It encompasses the emergence of early civilizations, their growth, and eventual decline, including the rise and fall of empires and the development of writing, art, and philosophy. The key aspects of the ancient period. This period begins with the invention of writing systems, like cuneiform in Sumer, around 3400 BCE, and hieroglyphics in ancient Egypt, around 3200 BCE. Emergence of major civilizations. This period saw the rise of powerful civilizations in regions like Mesopotamia, Egypt, the Indus Valley, and China. Development of political systems. Ancient civilizations experimented with different forms of government, including monarchies, oligarchies, and democracies. Military advancements. The ancient world witnessed the development of new military technologies and tactics, leading to conflicts between different civilizations. Cultural achievements. This period produced significant advancements in art, architecture, literature, philosophy, and science. All of these characteristics of the ancient age, and more, are represented in the Bible from the beginning. There are, however, some transitional events that were most significant and serve as catalysts for future events. This can be seen when the Bible is studied and kept in the context, that is from the beginning to the end. And by the way, transitional periods, particularly in ancient history, can be the most difficult to explore, study and correlate simply because of their age. But there is one specific event, despite an approximate date reaching back nearly 4,300 years, and that is the building of the Tower of Babel. And this one deserves special attention. The Bible tells of the beginnings of one key period of history which encapsulated in 11 brief verses in the book of Genesis chapter 11. It tells about the coming together of an ancient people, see Genesis chapter 10, and their attempt to build a one-world government. It serves as an example and a harbinger of what is coming again in the last days. This event and the progression of events that follow help explain how the world has arrived in its current and precarious position and what is coming next. How can this be so? Odds. What has occurred in progression, as predicted in the Bible, defies all odds. The accuracy of its outcome is beyond uncanny and cannot, or should not, be ignored. I.e., it is coming to pass. They said, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city, and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name, otherwise we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. The Lord said, Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language. And this is what they began to do, and now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. Genesis 11:4-6. H. The Tower of Babel, built around 2242 BC, was a post-flood rebellion against God by Noah's descendants. As told about in Genesis 11:1-9, it is meant to explain why the world's people speak different languages. According to the account, a united humanity in the generations following the Great Flood, speaking a single language and migrating eastward, comes to the land of Shinar. There, they agree to build a city and a tower tall enough to reach heaven. The end of this effort was a dispersion of all these people to points around the known globe. However, this biblical event is considered, by almost all sources outside of Judaism and Christianity, as a legend, a myth, and a parable meant to explain the historical development of different languages and cultures. But new discoveries are saying otherwise. See smithsonianmag.com and isgenesishistory.com. Viewed correctly and from the context of the entire Bible, it is seen as a prophetic harbinger of future end-time events. I am taking a large step from the ancient era to postmodern era in the next few paragraphs. If you are interested in the long way through history, beginning to end, then use this link for a step-by-step, era-by-era biblical historical timeline, from creation to the recreation. The Bible is consistent in predicting that the world will come together in the last days, speaking a common language, and nothing they purpose to do will be impossible for them. This time, just as it was at Tower of Babel, the results will be beyond calamitous, they will be disastrous. There is now, in the last 20th century and early 21st century, an ongoing collaboration of nations which is leading to the establishment of one world government. The framework for which is currently led by the United Nations, UNESCO, and the World Economic Forum. Once it is firmly established, the Bible says it will be led by one man. A man who is intelligent, a charismatic speaker, a crafty politician, possesses a distinct physical appearance, is a military genius, an economic genius, a blasphemer, utterly lawless, selfish, ambitious egomaniac, greedy materialist, controlling, proud and self-exalting above God and everything, known by the name of the man of lawlessness, the son of destruction, son of perdition, the beast. There is a convergence and a concurrence of events, as predicted in the Bible, such as have never happened before, indicating that we are near or at that point now. And coincidence is out of the question, the odds in favor are just too great, and just for informational purposes, it would seem there are only two events yet to happen before the appearance of the Antichrist triggers what is known as the 6th-th/sub-tribulation seal in the final 7 years of the Great Tribulation, also known as the Great and Terrible Day of the Lord and the Wrath of the Lamb. This period encompasses the Second Coming of Christ, the Rapture of the Church, the 7th Tribulation Seal, followed by the 7 Trumpet and 7 Bowl Judgments. These events will culminate with Christ coming with his armies of heaven to deal the final defeat to Satan at the Battle of Armageddon. The beast and his followers will be defeated and condemned to the eternal lake of fire. Then comes the White Throne Judgment, the destruction of the heavens and the earth by a fervent heat. Thus, the end of this age, and the creation of a new heaven and a new earth, see Revelation chapters 19 through 22. What is the purpose of the Antichrist? His purpose is to unite the forces of Satan and to deceive. There have been two major instances in history that have served as a foreshadowing, a harbinger of the coming Antichrist, a person prophesied by the Bible to oppose Christ and substitute himself in Christ's place before the second coming. The end of the period of ancient history. The fall of the Western Roman Empire in 476 AD is often cited as the end of the ancient period, marking the transition to the Middle Ages. The Middle Ages, also known as the medieval period, are generally understood to have begun with the fall of the Western Roman Empire in 476 AD and lasted until around 1500 AD. While this period saw significant changes and developments, the primary cause is less about a single event and more about a complex interplay of factors that led to the decline of the Roman Empire and the emergence of new social, political, and cultural structures in Europe. This era was also a major transition point for the introduction. In essence, the Middle Ages emerged from a combination of factors: the decline of a powerful empire, the rise of new religious and cultural forces, the disruption caused by migrations and invasions, and the development of new social and economic systems. These factors led to a distinct historical period with unique characteristics and developments in Europe. The decline of the Western Roman Empire, marked by political instability, invasions, and economic struggles, created a power vacuum in Europe, paving the way for new forms of governance and societal organization. Religious beliefs and practices. Religious beliefs, especially Christianity, profoundly influenced daily life, social norms, and artistic expression during the Middle Ages and directed future events. Rise of Christianity. The spread of Christianity, initially under Roman influence, played a significant role in shaping the cultural and religious landscape of the Middle Ages. Christianity would become the one major influence shaping political, social, economic, and educational structures for centuries to come. Christianity would also become the greatest polarizing factor in future generations. It is also important to note that the prophetic fulfillment of the breaking of tribulation seals 1 through 5, the birth pains of the tribulation, see Matthew 24:8, begin at or around the birth of Jesus through around AD 95 and have been overlapping and intensifying to this day. The next transitional event is the revealing of the Antichrist, followed by the appearing of Christ in the clouds of the skies, a heavenly trumpet blast, the rapture of the church, the sealing of the 144,000 and a cosmic cataclysm upon the earth, all marking the breaking of the 6th-sub-tribulation seal and the beginning of the final 7 years of the Great Tribulation period, such as the world has never seen before and never will again, also known as the Great and Terrible Day of the Lord and the Wrath of the Lamb. Also see, did Jesus and his apostles really say this? Next, the world is in transition, part 2.